Don't you love Jesus?
我们爱耶稣吗?
Yeah.
Amen.
Dear Father.
我们祷告。
Jesus, we thank you, God, so much for this morning, God.
主耶稣，为了早晨聚在这里， 我们感谢你。
We lay down our affections, Lord Father, at your feet.
我们把我们一切的爱情放在你的脚前。
We pour out our love, Lord God, and our heart upon you, Jesus.
让我们的心，我们的爱都根植在耶稣的里面。
I pray that we would focus on you at this time, Father.
让我们的心，让我们的眼目不在我们自己的身上，而单单注视你。
Thank you, God, that you are a good giver of gifts, Lord Jesus.
谢谢主，因为你是那位丰富赐予者。
But I pray that we simply come to you, Jesus, just to give you the affection and the worship that you deserve, Father.
我们祷告，让我们带一个单纯的心，把你当得的爱和敬拜来归给你。
In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
奉主耶稣大能的名祷告。
Amen.
I'll see you do it again. me still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your
your 从不改变，你从来不改变，你是我的星星，你是我的星星、啊
time when you've let me down. There's never been a time when you've ever failed me. There's never been a time when you've let me down.
Well, let's just pray one more time and invite God to bless the message. Amen.
让我们一起祷告，求主祝福他的话语。
Thank you, Lord, for your presence this morning.
主为的早晨，你在这里，我们感谢你。
God, we just acknowledge that you are here.
我们承认你在这里。
We acknowledge how much, Lord, you love us and care about us.
我们也来认定你实在爱我们，关心我们。
And just teach us, Father, as your children, as your family.
我们是你的孩子，你的家人，求你指导我们。
How just to make this a place where you are welcome all the time.
让这个地方成为一个你总是被欢迎的地方。
We just want to make room for you here this morning, Lord.
早晨我们说，主，这里有空处为你。
We make space for you to do everything that is in your heart, God.
我们把位置让出来，让你按照你的心所愿的来工作。
So God, I pray that you would bless the reading of the scriptures this morning.
早晨我们读你话的时候，求你祝福你的圣言。
God bless everything that is shared. Help me share things the right way.
也帮助我知道如何正确的分享。
And God, that I would share it at the right pace.
而且用正确的速度来分享。
God, nothing more, nothing less than what's needed this morning.
不多也不少。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to share with you just a few things that I've been kind of, felt like the Lord has been drawing my heart toward to think about, to pray about.
这些日子呢，神在我里面吸引我，教导我怎样祷告，我想把那个负担早晨跟大家分享。
And so I want to talk to you this morning about...Just something I think God is doing in many of our hearts, and that is stirring us a longing for God to revive His church in a deeper way.
这些日子神在我们的心中搅动，让我们有一个负担，希望神更深的复兴他的教会。
Amen. God wants to bring spiritual revival to the churches across this land, across around the world. Amen.
神的心意是盼望属灵的复兴临到这整个土地上。
So many things are changing so fast, aren't they?
每一天事情发生的改变的速度真是快，不是吗？
So much is changing so fast.
有许多的事都快速的在改变。
Our culture, the ways people do things, the way people think.
在文化中我们看到我们做事和我们思想的方式快速在改变。
At times is very, very alarming, amen.
甚至快到惊人的地步，不是吗？
The choices people are making.
现在人做各样的抉择。
How they treat one another.
或人怎么样彼此对待。
A lot of fear in our world, isn't that correct?
在我们的世界里有很多恐惧或叫人害怕的事，不是吗？
And how do we, as the church of Jesus,
那身为耶稣基督的教会
navigate properly through these times.
我们如何在这个快速变化的时代中往前呢？
We must have God's presence, amen.
我们实在是需要神的丰富同在。
We need God's power with us.
我们需要神的能力与我们同在。
And so I believe God is stirring up within many of us a heart to pray for God to come in a fresh way into His house.
我相信神在很多人心中都在那里感动，求神用他的能力，一种新鲜的方式不断地临到我们。
Amen.
Amen.
So we need hearts that are sensitive.
所以我们要有一颗敏感、敏锐的心。
Sensitive to what's going on around us.
对我们四周发生的事有感觉。
I'm concerned that even many of us as believers,
甚至许多的信徒
are not bothered by as much as we should be by what we see around us.
对着周遭所发生的事好像漠不在乎，这个让我很忧虑。
We mustn't allow ourselves to become comfortable or used to the changes that are not good in our world.
我们不能对着这些对这个世界不好的发生的事情好像毫无感觉，甚至接受了这些事情。
Amen. Amen. We want tender hearts towards God.
向着神，我们应该有一颗柔软的心。
Tender hearts towards one another.
向着彼此，我们要有一颗柔软的心。
Amen.
Amen, Ma.
So the greatest need, I believe, in the church today is for spiritual revival.
所以我相信教会最大的需要就是一个属灵的复兴。
Yeah, more than nice buildings and great teaching and beautiful singing, we love all of that.
我们很喜欢有一个美好的建筑，有很好的讲道，有美丽的歌声，这些都很好。
But our greatest need is for more of God's presence.
但是我们最需要的就是神他自己的同在。
And so let's define what we mean when we use that word revival.
所以我们来定义一下什么叫做复兴。
I'm not just talking about, when I say the church, revival coming to the church.
当我说复兴临到教会。
I'm not just talking about a bigger or better version of what we have now.
我的意思不是说要得做一个更大更好的我们叫我们今天的情形更大或更好而已。
Bigger buildings, more people.
大一点的建筑物多一点的人。
Better teaching.
更好的教导。
Don't get me wrong, all of that's good.
不要误会我的意思啊这些祝福是好的。
But really what we understand when we use the word revival.
但是当我们用这个字说复兴这个词的时候。
It is for God to reoccupy his house in a deeper, stronger way.
是请神更深的更有能力的充满占领他的教会。
It's revival is not more of what we can do better.
复兴不是说我们能做什么更好的事。
Revival is more of God's presence, amen?
而是神的同在更深更好。
Revival is a visitation of the presence and power of God.
什么是复兴？就是神他的能力和同在临到我们。
Now, we must be very clear not to confuse what we might enjoy as an individual.
我们个人也许有很多的我们享受主的部分。
Maybe one thing, but what are we enjoying as a house of God?
但是若是我们全部神的家来在一起的时候，我们所享受的是什么？
Have you ever met a big family?
你有没有遇见过大的家庭？
Husband, wife, grandmother, grandfather.
丈夫、妻子、祖父、祖母。
Many children.
许多的兄弟姐妹。
And in that large family,
在那样一个大的家庭的里面
oh, there was a couple of saints of God, followers of Jesus that had such a deep walk with God.
在这样一个大的家庭里面，也许有一两位是真的与神紧紧同行。
Such a close walk with God.
与神非常亲密的。
As an individual, they were very close to God.
就个人而言，他们跟神的关系非常好。
Had much of the power of God.
他们有神的能力在他们身上。
But as a family,
但是就着整个家庭来说
they didn't maybe treat one another so well.
他们也许彼此对待不是那么的和气。
They were divided.
甚至彼此相争。
They had problems as a family.
这个家庭中有一些问题。
So you see what I'm talking about?
你知道我的意思吗?
Within the church of God, there can be different believers that have a very, very close walk of God.
同样在神的家中,也许我们当中有很多与神紧紧同行,与神关系很好的圣徒。
But how are we doing as a family?
但是就着这个整个家来说,我们的光景如何?
As a house.
这整个家是怎样的?
Amen.
Amen.
So there is a difference between what happens with us as an individual and how we're doing as the house of God.
但是就着整个家来说，我们如何?
Amen.
我们的光景如何?
So revival is God coming back to his house.
复兴是讲到说神回到他的家来。
Revival is God coming and staying in his house long enough.
他来到我们当中而且留很久的时间。
Till we really begin to operate and function like a family.
直到这个家的开始像一个家该有的光景。
Amen. Where we're not always thinking about ourselves.
我们不要常常只想到我们自己。
But we think about the whole house.
而是想想说神的家总的来说是怎么样的光景。
You know what I'm talking about?
你们了解我的意思。
Mothers, you know what I'm talking about.
做父母的你们了解我的意思。
Mothers, maybe everything's going right with you.
做母亲的也许你自己个人都很好。
But as long as your son or your daughter has a problem,
但是只要你有一个儿女有问题,
it doesn't quite feel all right with you.
你就没有办法有安息。
Amen? Do you know what I'm saying?
你明白我的意思吗?
In the same way, our walk with God might be very, very close as an individual.
同样,也许我们个人跟主的关系非常好。
But if some of our kids aren't doing okay,
但是神家中有些孩子不是很好。
If the family isn't functioning well,
如果这个家没有一个家该有的情形,
we're not very content yet.
那我们不会满足的。
We go, oh my goodness, we need more of the Father's presence to settle things down in the family.
我们说，哦，我们需要父神更多的同在，才把很多的情形能够调整好。
Amen.
阿门吗？
I was at a prayer meeting last Saturday.
过去的礼拜六，我在一个祷告的聚集里。
And it was a good brother. I know he meant well.
有一个很好的弟兄，我知道他的意思也是好的。
But he made the statement that revival was already here.
他表示说，哦，复兴已经来到。
That may be true for us as individuals.
也许就着我们个人属灵的光景来说，也许是事实。
But I do not believe that is true for the church at large yet.
但是就着教会大体来说，我不相信这是正常的说法。
There is an opportunity. There are things available to us now.
在我们当中我们还有机会，还有事情。
But there is still too much evidence of problems.
哦，也许在我们当中有很多属灵的祝福，但是呢，还有许多的问题。
For us to start celebrating a revival yet.
还存在，以至于我们不能说，哦，复兴已经来到我们当中。
Sometimes God withdraws his presence from the house.
有的时候，神将他的同在从他的家中移开。
So even though God might bless different individuals,
即使神仍然祝福某一些圣徒个人来而言
His presence in the house isn't as strong as he would like it to be.
但是他在众圣徒聚集当中的同在呢却没有我们所期望的那么好。
In the Old Testament book of Ezekiel,
在以西结书里面描述到
There are several examples where God says, I'm withdrawing my presence from my sanctuary.
很多次神提到我要将我的荣耀从我的圣所离开。
Ezekiel 5:11.
以西结书五章十一节。
Because you have defiled my sanctuary.
主耶稣说，因为你们玷污了我的圣所。
God says, I will withdraw.
所以我要离开。
Amen. The church, us, now the church is not this building, amen.
教会不是这个建筑物，对不对？
The church is made up of living stones, you and me, each of us as individuals.
什么是教会呢？教会呢是用活石，就是你与我建造起来的。
And sometimes when we ignore God's desire for the house,
当我们忽略了神对着他的圣所的计划和旨意的时候，
God has to step back.
神必须在那个时候往后退一步离开下。
So we will understand that we need more a revival of his presence. We need to realign ourselves with his heart.
让我们进入一个枯干中，我们才明白说我们需要神。
Ezekiel 8:6.
以西结书第八章第六节说道。
The Spirit, God is talking to the prophet.
神对这位先知说道。
Son of man, do you see what they're doing?
人子啊。你看见以色列家所行的吗?
Do you see what they're doing in my house?
你们有看他在我的圣所所行的吗?
Do you see what they're doing with my house?
你们看见他对我圣所所做的事吗?
Whose house is this? God's house or our house?
这是谁的地方? 这是神的圣所还是他们的家?
I hope it's both.
我希望是两者都是。
Right?
对不对?
But first and foremost, it's God's house.
但是最重要应该说这是神的家。
Do you see what they're doing with my house, God says?
神对以西结说，你们有没有看到他们在我以色列家所行的事？
To make me go far away from my sanctuary.
他们行这大而可憎的事，使我远离我的圣所。
So in Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 6,
所以在以西结八章第六节，
God is pointing out something.
神呢，指出一件事。
That the people of God were doing things in the house of God.
就是以色列百姓在神的家中做了一些事。
That was pushing him outside of the house.
这些事呢，把神从神的家中推出去了。
That was causing him to step back and draw away from the house.
这些事让神呢离开他的家。
When God's presence isn't so strong in the house.
当神的同在在他的家中减少的时候，
That's when we need to be start to pray for revival. Amen.
那就是我们要开始为复兴祷告的时候。Amen.
Have you ever had a family?
你有没有自己的家？
Where the father traveled far away?
或者你认识任何的家，父亲常常在外面旅行。
He was gone for several months.
一走就几个月。
And it just everything wasn't the same.
当爸爸不在的时候。这个家就是不一样。
The house didn't operate the same.
这个家内的事呢，不能正常的运作。
There was a noticeable lack of the peace of father in the house.
也很明显没有父亲所在的时候有的平安。
Maybe even practical things weren't taken care of the same.
甚至很多在实际上的事情，因为父亲不在而不能做。
And pretty soon, mother starts wishing father would come back to the house.
很快，妈妈就说：“哦，我希望爸爸赶快回来。”
Boy, and she says to her sons and daughters, "I'll be glad when dad gets back from that trip."
很多儿女会说：“哦，我希望爸爸快点回来。”
I'll be glad when he comes back home and things settle down.
爸爸回来就好了，事情。
Now, sometimes it's mother that's gone that makes the kids say that. Amen.
有的时候母亲因为要出去，孩子会有这样的想法。
But do you see what I'm saying? Sometimes the absence of one of the parents.
你懂我的意思吗？无论是父亲或母亲，因为他们不在。
Is very, very noticeable in how the house is running or not running.
他们的，因为他们不在，所以家里很清楚地看出来能不能够运作。
And it makes the kids.
而让孩子们呢
？Go, I wish mother was home.
就希望说，哦，我希望我妈妈没有离开。
I wish dad was home.
我希望我的爸爸是在家的。
Things aren't the same without father here.
爸爸不在，事情都不一样了，
Amen?
情况都不一样了。
The kids start fighting.
孩子们开始争吵。
The bills aren't being paid right.
账单没有准时或者正确的付掉。
The grass is too high.
院子里的草长得太长，太高了。
All kinds of things can happen, amen?
各样的事情会因着父母不在而发生。
This is what I'm talking about in the church.
我在说的是教会的光景。
When we take over the house for ourselves, when we start doing things our way,
在神的家中按照我们自己的意思来运作的时候，
that are different from God's way,
是与神的运作方式不同的。
Father backs up.
这个父神呢，就退后。
His presence isn't as strong.
他的同在就不是那么强壮。
His hand isn't felt as much.
你不会觉得他的手在你身上像往常
那么多。And pretty soon the kids start wondering when is father coming back.
很快孩子们都会说，爸爸什么时候才会回来啊？
Get on the phone, call father.
赶快打电话给爸爸。
Send father an email.
或者写一个电子邮件给爸爸。
That's when the church, see when things get that way,
当事情好渐渐不对的时候，
That's when the church begins to pray.
那个就是教会开始祷告的时候。
Father, come back to the house.
哦，爸爸呀，快回家。
Holy Spirit, come back to the house.
圣灵，快回到你的圣所。
Amen.
阿门吗？
And you always know when God's in the house.
当父在他的家中的时候，你总是知道。
You always know when God's in the house.
你总是知道当阿爸父在这里的时候。
Because the kids feel loved, amen?
因为他在的时候我们会感觉到爱。
You know when Jesus is in the house?
当主耶稣在家的时候。
When the works of Jesus are in the house.
那主耶稣的工作就在他的家中显出来。
A sure sign that God is not in the house.
神不在他的圣所或家中的一个明显的记号。
The way he wants to be in the house.
就是他愿意他家运作的方式。
Is because the works of Jesus are not in the house.
就显不出来，因为神的工作就不在他的家里。
We must face the reality of this truth.
我们必须很认真地面对这个事实。
Everywhere Jesus went,
无论耶稣到哪里去，
he healed the sick,
他一定是医治疾病，
he cast out devils,
他已经赶出仇敌的工作，
he fed the hungry,
他让饥饿的得饱足。
These are the works of Jesus.
这些都是主耶稣再会做的事情。
And so we cannot in our nation,
所以身为一个国家，我们在这个国家里，
we boast that revival is here,
我们不能夸耀说哦，复兴已经来到，
when the works of Jesus are not in the house.
但是你却没有看到主耶稣他一向会做的事情没有在他的家中发生。
Those two things don't go together.
这两件事情不可能是分开的。
When the love and the comfort of the Holy Spirit are not felt in God's house,
当你在神的家中感觉不到圣灵的同在、圣灵的安慰和圣灵的爱的时候，
that's a sign that Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit,
那是一个表号，表示父子圣灵，
are not resting in the house,
没有在他的家中安居。
Amen?
阿们吗？
Amen?
我们阿们吗？
You know, the truth is, church,
亲爱的教会啊，
we need to get bothered.
若是这是我们的光景，我们要
，Too many of us can sleep in God's house.
我们必须，我们不能在神的家中沉睡。
Too many of us are way too comfortable with how things are.
我们不能没有感觉，好像觉得这样的情形是可以接受的。
You ever had a problem in your house?
你家里有没有出过事情？
We got some problems in my house.
我的家里有的时候有事情。
You know, some cabinets that need to be fixed.
比如说橱柜需要修理。
You know, something on the back, in the backyard that, well, that probably ought to be cleaned up.
我的后院有一些东西我需要清干净。
But you know, one thing leads to another.
但是因为呢，我们很忙，这一件事发生，那件事发生。
And you get used to that, right?
慢慢你就习惯那些事情的存在。
Oh, that crazy bush back there that needs to be cut down.
哦，那一丛杂草本来应该把它剪掉。
It's been there for months.
但是已经好几个月了。
And slowly over time, you get used to looking at it that way.
慢慢，因为你每天都看见那一丛杂草，你就接受了它的存在。
And what used to bother you?
以前让你看着不顺眼的
杂草。What used to make you upset?
或让你不开心的杂草。
Amen? Mothers, you know what I'm talking about?
做父母的，你了解我的意思吗？
You know that thing that you used to tell your husband about every week?
你知道你一天到晚跟你唠叨，你老公要叫他去解决的那一件事情。
You'd say, honey, we need to fix that.
你说，亲爱的，我们要把那个问题解决啊。
I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. You know how it works, men, right?
你都知道男人是怎样，没时间。
And after a while, everybody gets used to living with that.
一段时间过去之后，大家都能够接受这件事情的存在。
Is it any different? No.Is it any better? No.
情况有改善吗？没有啊。
But we became somehow.
但是我不知道，不知不觉的，我们这个人啊。
Comfortable with living with it that bad way.
就可以已经可以安于与那个本来打扰让我们难受的情况一起居住。
You hear what I'm talking about?
你明白我的意思吗？
Are there things in the house?
而在神家里的事情。
Say, well, you know, we really need to fix that.
哦，或者家里说，哦，我们真的把那个该修一修了。
We need to ask God to let us these things bother us again.
在神家也是一样，我们要说神啊，你不叫我没有感觉，要让这件事情打扰我。
Not so we argue about it.
不是说我要去因为这件事跟人吵架。
But so we'll pray about it.
但是我会关心这件事，并且为他祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That we will not rest.
我们没有安息。
Until we are what God's called us to be.
直到我们完成神的旨意。
As a family.
特别让神的旨意在神的家中能够显出来。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Sometimes Jesus gets pushed out of the house.
有的时候呢，神被从他的家中赶出去。
His house.
他的家哦。
Did you know that?
你了解吗？这是神的家哦。
In Revelation,
在启示录里
Chapter 3
第三章
Verse 20
二十节
Jesus starts talking to the church.
主耶稣对他的教会说话。
He starts talking to the Laodicean church. Now, you guys, he's not talking to an individual believer. He's talking to a house. He's talking to a family. He's talking to a local church. Amen? And you know what he says? He says, you're neither hot. You don't get too excited about stuff. But you're not cold either. So you're not frozen. There's a little bit of motion. But you're kind of stuck right in the middle. Not doing real good. Not doing real bad. This is one of those conditions sometimes as the church that we can get comfortable with. Amen? Amen? This is how we function even as an individual sometimes. Sometimes we look at our own life and we see a problem. Let me see here. Boy, that clock isn't working back there, is it?
No, it's not working.
Okay. I better get mine out. Never mind. But sometimes we will see somebody that has a bigger problem than us. And we'll say, oh, I'm not doing that bad.
Amen?
I'm not really, really cold. So, you know, I'm doing okay.
我还可以。
This is a dangerous position for us to be in. We can grow comfortable with the problem this way. Not too cold.
我,主啊,我不是很冷淡啊,
but not really hot. That's the church that Jesus was talking to in Revelation chapter 3.
在这里, 启示录3章20节, 主说话的对象就是这样不冷也不热的教会。
But look what he says in verse 20.
你看他20节怎么说的?
He says, listen.
他说,听啊,看啊。
Didn't say hear, he said listen. You know the difference between listening and hearing?
他说,注意听啊。
A lot of us hear the sound, but we do not apply it. We do not do what we hear.
我们听见,但是因为我们不应用。
Amen? Listening is doing, applying the message that we hear.
在这里, listening这个字是说,不仅你听见了,而且你把听见的应用出来。
Jesus says, listen.
所以主说,听啊。
I am standing at the door and knocking.
我站在你的门外叩门。
Anybody in there?
有没有人在家?
This isn't, he's not talking to an individual. He's talking to the house of God. So he says, listen, I'm standing at the door knocking.
他说,注意听啊,
if anyone hears my voice, can anybody hear me in there?
听得见吗?
Jesus is standing at the door knocking.
主耶稣站在门外叩门,
but guess what? He's on the outside of the church.
为什么呢? 他是站在教会外面啊。
Anybody, they hear my voice and opens the door.
若有听见我声音就开门的,
I will come home.
我就要回家,
and share a meal with him.
与他同坐席,
and he with me.
他也与我一同坐席。
Jesus saying, I'm on the outside of the church.
在这里主耶稣表示他的位置在哪里? 在教会外面。
Because you're lukewarm.
因为你是不冷不热的。
Not too cold.
这个教会不是真的冷淡,
not too hot.
但是也不是火热,
just kind of doing your own thing.
就是好像温温的自己做自己的事情。
But Jesus is on the outside.
当这样情形发生的时候, 主耶稣是在门外的。
He said, let me back into the church, my church.
他敲门说, 打开门, 让我回到我自己的家。
Amen?
阿们吗?
Now this can definitely apply to us as individuals.
当然,这个光景绝对对个人属灵的情形来说是适用的。
Sometimes we've locked Jesus outside of our lives.
常常我们在属灵上把主耶稣关在门外。
Oh, I got my own private thing going on in here.
我有我自己的事情，我的生活。
I got my plan, my vision.
我有我自己的计划，
my dreams,
我的梦想。
My money,
我自己的钱。
My stuff,
我的东西。
It's mine, mine.
都是我的。
And we lock the door and we keep God out.
然后我们把门关上，让
神留在
外面。Now that can happen.
That can happen to us as individuals.
这个对我们个人来说是会发生的。
But it also can happen to us as the people of God, as a church.
但是就着神的全家来说，也可能发生的。
So God looks inside. He's kind of looking inside the window.
神好像站在外面，从窗子里面向里看。
I want to sit at that table.
主耶稣看着里面说：“哦，我想坐在里面桌子旁边。
”I want to share a meal. Don't you like to share a meal with your family?
我要跟我的家人一同坐席，一同吃饭。
I want to bless you, heal you, help you.
我要祝福他们，我要医治他们，我要帮助他们。
I want to be close to you.
我要跟我的所爱的亲近。
But the way you're doing things.
但是你这种不冷不热的光景
is keeping me outside.
把我赶出了我的家。
So when revival comes,
所以我们说主啊，你的复兴要来到。
It's when we open the door.
就是说我们要把门打开。
And we say we're going to do things your way.
我们说父啊，我们要照你的意思来做。
More than our way.
而不是照我的意思做。
And Jesus can come in and do the very thing that he died on the cross to give us.
这样主才能够进来，做他在十字架上为我们完成的救恩的目的。
Amen.Jesus coming back to his house is revival.
什么叫做复兴？就是主回到他的家中。
So don't confuse what I'm saying this morning.
所以你们不要搞迷糊了我的意思。
There are precious saints of God in this house.
在这个神的家中有许多圣徒。
In many churches across this land.
或者在这个地上许多的教会里面。
That have a close, intimate walk with God.
有很多神的儿女与神的关系是非常亲密的。
A powerful walk with God.
甚至他们与神有一个有能力的同行。
But yet that is not the shared reality of the whole house.
但是呢，却不是一个神家整体的光景。
We have an individual identity, amen?
我们个人跟神之间，我们有个很清楚我们的身份的认定。
So think about this, and we don't talk enough this way.
我们这方面我们所交通实在太少。
For example, Ken.
想一想 ，Ken 弟兄
，God knows your name.
神知道你的名字。
Amen. He knows your name. He knows where you live. He knows where you work. He knows everything about you.
神知道 Ken 的名字，是 Ken 的住址和他的职业。
He loves you and he has a blessing for you. Amen.
他爱 Ken， 他也祝福
You have an individual identity as Ken, God's son. Amen.
在神的面前很清楚你是神的。
Close to God's heart.
你是神的儿子简子业你对神来说很重要。
But Ken is just one living stone.
但是同时呢 ,Ken 也是许多活石的里面的一个。
In a whole part, one part of a whole house of God.
他是在整个神的家中的一个部分。
So he's a living stone in the house of God of the Christian assembly.
在神所建造的灵宫里面，他是基督徒聚会的里面一块活石。
So we have a family identity, and yet we have an individual identity.
所以就着 Ken 本身来说，他有一个个人身份的认定，他还有一个团体身份的认定。
Amen?So though Ken can walk really close with Jesus, and I believe is walking really close with Jesus.
Ken 可以与神紧紧同行，我也相信他跟主的关系很好。
But that doesn't guarantee that all of us, when we come together as the house and people of God,
但他的属灵的光景好，并不保证说当所有神的儿女聚在一起的时候，
that doesn't mean that we're enjoying all that God has for us. Amen.
都能够一起享受神要给我们的祝福。
When God suddenly comes back,
当主突然回来的时候
the lost will suddenly come to see. When God suddenly comes back,
当神突然回到他家中的时候
the lost will come back to see. The lost will suddenly come back to see.
那些迷失的要很快的就回到神的家中并且能看见。
I'm trying to trip Michelle up here.
I know you are.
Amen.
Amen.
So one way that we know, That we're not enjoying as much as God has for us. The people haven't come to see in the house of God as much as we need to have them.
Amen?
See, when the Holy Spirit is poured out, and suddenly Father comes home, do you guys remember sometimes when your kids were little and dad would come through the front door or maybe mother comes in?
你知道, 当你们小的时候, 记不记得,
and,
你在家里, 突然门打开,
and they could hear the car coming up the driveway.
或者你可以听到说, 哦, 爸爸妈妈的车回到,
the kids would hear those familiar sounds of the door opening and father or mother coming through.
孩子会听到说, 哦, 爸爸妈妈的车回来了,
and then here would come the little feet.
你就听到这些他们的小脚,
right? Running from all over the house because mom and dad are home.
从家中不同的角落跑下来说, 哎, 爸爸妈妈回来了,
the front door is opening. And you know what? Mom and dad said they were going to bring something home for the kids.
因为爸妈说好了,
and the kids are all eyes and ears looking and watching, seeing what's going to happen, amen? That's what happens when revival comes, amen?
所以当神的复兴临到的时候,
when Father comes back home,
当爸爸回家的时候,
the front door opens,
门打开的时候,
those sounds of him coming up the driveway.
他进来的开到车道上的声音,
I mean, not only do the kids know those sounds,
不仅孩子认得那是爸爸的车声,
your dog knows the sounds too in your house.
Amen?
You start barking, you go, oh, dad's home, amen? But guess what? When father comes suddenly home through the front door, the kids come back in, and a lot of other people want to see what God is going to do. Amen?
甚至外面的人都会很好奇，想要看说 神在这里做什么。
Mark 2, verse 1 and 2.
在马可福音第二章第二节，第二章一和二节。
It was reported that he, talking about Jesus,
在这里讲到说,
it was reported that he was at home.
人听见耶稣在房子里。
It was the news got out that Jesus is at home.
就是说四周都听到这个消息说耶稣在家里。
People start talking that Jesus is back at his house.
他们听到耶稣在房子里了，他回来了。
What happens when God comes back in the house?
当神回到他的家中的时候会发生什么事？
And many gathered together.
许多人聚集。
So that there was no more room.
连门前都没有空地。
Not even at the door.
连门口都没有地方了。
When God comes back,
当主回到他的家中的时候,
we don't have any problem getting people in here to come see what God's doing, amen?
我们就会很容易将人带到教会里面。
Now we know as good brothers and sisters in the Lord, we're supposed to go invite our friends to come to church.
我们身为弟兄姊妹, 我们都知道我们应该带人来到神的家。
We have faithful saints in this church that go out every week to go invite people to come to the house of God.
我们当中有许多忠心的弟兄姊妹, 每一周出去邀请人到神的家里。
Sometimes we have people to come, sometimes we don't.
有的时候有新人来, 有时候没有新朋友来,
but guess what? When Jesus is in the house,
但是当主耶稣在他的家里的时候,
when the Father's in the house,
当父亲回家的时候,
when the Holy Spirit comes in full power back in the house,
当圣灵带着他全能来到他的家中的时候,
the kids are running for the door.
孩子们都会赶回家。
Everybody wants to see what God has brought, what God is doing, what
人人,
God is saying. Amen?
人人都期盼说父神带什么来, 父神要做什么。
And there's not even room to hold all the people they want to see.
到了一个地步, 整个地方都充满了, 没有空间了。
A sure sign that God is not in the house of God across our nation like he wants to be.
你知道什么是一个很明显的记号, 就是说神没有临到他的家呢?
It's because very, very few churches have any problem with the crowds just mobbing their churches wanting to see what God's doing.
I lost that.
A sure sign that God is not back in the house the way he wants to be.
神没有按照他所希望的带着能力回到他家中的时候有这么一个迹象。
It's because the crowds haven't come in such numbers that there's no more room in the house. Amen?
那是因为你就会看到说这个教会没有许多的人来甚至无处可容。
So Jesus is in the house.
当主回到家中,
there's such a large crowd in the house.
很自然就会有许多人拥挤在这里。
Jesus is preaching in the house.
因为主在这里讲道。
And yet God wants to do more than what people imagine.
神要我们做的超过我们所想象的。
And so we have these four men in Mark 2.
在马可福音这里有四个人。
They had a friend that was a paralytic. He could not walk.
他们这四个人有一个朋友是个瘫痪，他不能行走。
We have to get this, our friend to Jesus.
他们说我们必须把我这个朋友带到耶稣那。
And so they put him on a stretcher and they carry him to the house of God.
所以他们把他放在担子上，然后扛他到这个房子的神的家来。
Part of the problem that we're having here.
我们呢有一部分的问题是什么
let me rephrase this.
那我重讲一下。
All of us would want our closest friends to be in the house of God.
我们岂不都希望我们最好的朋友也在神的家里吗？
If the power of God was being poured out in such a way that healings and miracles and salvations were happening every week.
若是神的能力浇灌下来，每一周在这里都有得医治，都有人得救。
We would tell our friends, "You've got to get there."
我们就会跟我们朋友说，哎，你得来啊。
We have got to get you there.
你必须到这里来啊。
You've got a problem. You come over here where Jesus is, and you'll get that problem fixed.
你心里有问题、
Amen?
有难处吗？你得到神的家来，耶稣可以帮助你。
But that's not happening yet.
但是你好像没有在神的家中看到这样的
光景。And so because of that, we're not as motivated as we should be sometimes.
因为我们没有看到圣灵这样强烈的工作，我们好像就缺乏那个动力把人带来。
So we still need to be going out asking people to come to the house. Amen.
是的，我们仍然要不断的邀请人来到神的面前。
But we've got to keep on praying that God comes in more power. Amen.
但是同时我们要说，神啊，你要带着更多的能力来到教会里。Amen.
Matthew 4:23 and 25.
马太福音四章二十三到二十五节说到。
And Jesus went about all Galilee.
耶稣走遍了加利利。
This is the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew.
这是在马太福音刚开始的时候。
Jesus had just started his public ministry.
主耶稣刚开始他的公开侍奉。
And he starts walking all across the land of Galilee.
所以他就走遍了加利利这一块地。
He's preaching the gospel. He's healing the sick.
他传天国的福音，医治各样的疾病。
And he's healing all kinds of sickness, all kinds of diseases among the people.
他把各样的疾病和疼痛都治好了。
And the works of Jesus,
主耶稣所做的工,
they start to create the fame of Jesus.
就使他慢慢的名声被传开来。
These signs and wonders, these miracles,
他所行的神迹奇事,
got everybody's attention where they wanted to come see what Jesus was doing.
引起了许多人的注意，让他们想来看看说这个耶稣在做什么。
And his fame went throughout all Syria.
他的名声传遍了整个叙利亚。
Part of the problem that we're having in getting the word out to other people that need to hear.
你知道怎么样让主的名能够被传出去？我们的问题是什么？
It's because the power of God's presence isn't as strong as we need it to be in God's house right now.
就是因为我们会遇到个难处，让耶稣名字不能广传，
Amen?
是因为在神的家中看不见神完全的大能。
So we as the people of God, we have to say, Father, come back.
所以身为神的孩子，我们要说，爸爸，
Father,
回家吧，回来吧。
Father, share a meal with us.
爸爸，来与我们同坐席。
Jesus, do whatever you want to do in my life.
主耶稣，按照你的旨意，在我的生命中通行。
This is His house.
因为这是你的家。
So that when it was heard that Jesus was in the land again,
当他们听到说，哦，耶稣在这儿。
All the people, they brought all the sick people to him.
他们就很多人就把各样害疾病的人带去。
And everybody that was afflicted.
那些受痛苦的人也被带去。
Everybody that was hurting.
受伤的人也被带去。
And Jesus healed them all.
主耶稣医治了所有的病人。
So it's a presence thing.
所以是一个神的同在所造成的。
It's the presence of God that either makes us a family.
就是你知道重点在有没有神的同在。
Without the strong presence of God.
没有神强烈的同在。
It gets a little chilly in here.
有的时候你就会觉得冷清清的。
It gets a little bit uncomfortable.
你会觉得不大舒服自在。
It can get a little stiff.
甚至有一点僵硬。
And we can lose a bit of the joy of God.
我们也失去了神同在的喜乐。
His presence brings the manifest power of God that makes this thing live. Amen?
当神的同在来到的时候，他带着一个能力，让生命在我们当中出现。
We must not grow content.
所以我们永远不要安于现状。
With the family that is missing the presence of the Father, missing the presence of the Spirit.
对一个缺乏圣灵同在、神同在的神的家，
Amen.
我们不能永远安于那个不冷不热的现状。
But some of you doesn't bother that much.
但是有的时候呢，有一些圣徒并不在乎。
I know some kids.
我知道一些年轻人。
Mom and dad moved across country.
父母呢住在遥远的另外一边。
Grandma's taking care of them now.
是爷爷奶奶照顾他们。
And grandma and grandpa, they're not near as strict as mom and dad were.
爷爷奶奶不是很严格，跟父母比起来。
So the kids can get away with a lot more than they used to when mom and dad were around.
所以呢，孩子们可以比较自由做他们想要做的事。
They stay out late.
他们晚上熬夜不睡觉。
They're not as careful about their studies.
对学习没有那么认真。
And they're doing some other things they probably shouldn't be doing.
甚至做一些他们不该做的事情。
So sometimes the presence of God not being so strong in the church,
同样的道理，若是神的同在在
他的
教会里不是那么有能力，
there might be certain ones in the house of God,
那么就让神的家中有一些的圣徒
that don't mind that so much,
并不是很在乎神的同在减少，
because they can get away with a little bit more that way.
因为神越不在，他们越能够去做他自己想要做的事。
But we can only be content with that for a season, amen?
但是人那种安于现状应该只是一段时间。
Because eventually, if the presence of Father isn't there,
因为你知道，若是父亲的同在不在他的家里，
the family falls apart.
至终这个家会瓦解的。
Amen?
阿们吗？
Let's read one last verse and we'll wrap this up.
最后一处的经节结束之前。
Matthew 21.
马太二十一章。
12-17.
12-17节。
So this thing we call praying for revival.
我们祷告求主的复兴来到。
Is praying for the presence of God to come.
就是祷告说主你来到这里。
That makes our church a true family, amen.
让你的教会再像神的家该有的光景。
Makes it a safe place.
让这个地方是一个安全的所在。
Where we can share a meal and love one another and care for each other.
让我们可以在这里同坐席，彼此相爱，彼此相顾。
It makes it a fruitful place.
让这个地方是有果实的，
amen.
有生命的。
Now Jesus, another passage here, this is a passage where Jesus visits the house of God again.
在这里你看到主耶稣又来到他的家中。
Starting in verse 12.
12节说到。
Then Jesus went into the temple of God.
耶稣进了神的殿。
And drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple.
赶出殿里一切做买卖的人。
And he overturned the tables of the money changers,
推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子,
and the seats of those who sold doves,
还有卖鸽子之人的凳子。
So Jesus comes to the house,
所以主耶稣来到他的家,
and there's some stuff in the house,
显然有一些什么事情在发生,
that's in the wrong place,
是这些不该在神的家里的。
Amen?
阿们吗?
Now whose house is it?
这是谁的家?
It's Jesus' house.
这是耶稣的家。
And so he comes to the house and he says, this is all out of order.
他回到家中他说、哎、这些事情是不对的。
I don't want these things in here.
我不要这些事在我的家里。
I don't want them in that place.
我不要这些桌椅在这里。
And he said, we got to get this out of here.
他说把这些东西搬走。
So without a thought, Jesus starts just throwing this stuff out.
好像都不经过思索他就把这些东西给扔出去了。阿们吗？
And so he starts to rearrange the house.
所以他好像来整理他的家。
The house has to be arranged according to the heart of God, not according to our preference.
神的家应该是按照神自己所喜欢的来整理，而不是按照我所喜欢的。
If we're not careful, even with the best of intentions,
我们若不当心，即使我们的用意是好的，
things might seem like a good idea.
在有些事情在它发生的时候，好像是一个好的主意。
That aren't really a God idea.
但是不是神的主意。
And we can end up with things in the house of God.
所以呢，神的家中可以会有一些事物。
That God doesn't like.
是神不喜欢的。
This is why we must be a people of prayer. Amen?
所以这个为什么我们需要祷告?
When we're praying and keeping in close touch with God,
因为我这就是为什么我们要做祷告的人。
He lets us know what's out of place in our life and also out what's out of place in the church.
借着不断的祷告，神会指教我们他对我们的生命中或在教会中他不喜悦的事情是什么。
So Jesus comes to his house, he says, this has got to go.
所以主耶稣来到他的殿中说这个东西得离开。
He cleans it out.
他把它清理一下。
And he said to them,
对这些人说,
It is written,
经上是这么说的,
My house shall be called a house of prayer,
我的殿必称为祷告的
殿, but you have made it a den of thieves.
但是你们却让它成为贼窝了。
You have some merchandise stuff going on here,
你们在这里买卖,
that's happening where there should be prayer.
事实上不是买卖该在我的家发生而是祷告在我的家中发生
I don't want it that way, we gotta move it out.
我不要这些桌椅在这里我得把它们推出去
So what Jesus does is he comes back to his house, revival.
所以你看到主耶稣做什么事他第一回到他的家这是复兴
He removes obstacles from his house, amen?
把一切拦阻神工作的东西移出去
Then,The blind and the lame came to him in the temple and he healed them.
下一件发生什么事店里有瞎子瘸子来到耶稣面前他就治好了他们。
So once Jesus comes back to his house and removes the obstacles,
所以一旦主回到自己的家移出一切拦阻他工作的事物
automatically the house begins to function the way that it was designed to.
非常自然的神的家的运作就按照他该有的情形在进行。
The works of Jesus begin to happen again. Amen?
主耶稣的执事就在那里发生了。
To the extent that we have the wrong things in the house,
同样我们在神的家中又若有不该有的人事物
we can't have the works of Christ in the house. Do you see that?
我们就不可能同时能够希望有神的工作发生。
A real obstacle to revival oftentimes,
常常许多的时候拦阻复兴的原因
is God wants to do more in our midst.
是说就是神他要做更多的工作。
But there is something already there occupying that space, amen?
但是呢同时因为有别的事在发生所以没有空间让神来做他要做的事。
There's already an activity that's taking our time and our attention and our energy.
有许多其他他的事情已经夺去了我们的力量、精力跟时间。
That's keeping Jesus from doing the things that he always does.
而因此拦阻耶稣做他一向要做的事情。
Now look what happens in the next verse.
下一节怎么说呢?
But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did,
祭司长和文士看见耶稣所行的奇事。
So the leaders in the church, they noticed what was happening.
所以这些宗教的领袖看见在殿里发生的事。
And the children crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to Son of David.
又听见小孩子们在圣殿里喊着说何塞纳归于大卫的子孙。
So not only are people getting healed in the church,
所以你看主做事的时候不但有人得医治
but the children are running in and worshiping God at the top of their lungs.
小孩也跑进圣殿中并且大声赞美神。
What happened to the church leaders when they saw this happening?
但是当这样美好事情发生的时候宗教的领袖反应是什么?
They were indignant.
他们怎么样?
They got mad.
他们甚为恼怒他们生气。
They got mad.
他们生气。
You know, if we're not careful,
所以我们若是不敏感
We can get so used to something
我们会因为说我习惯事情要这样做
that it makes us mad if anybody tries to change it.
但当别人要改变的时候就叫我们生气
You know, we can get even used to a problem.
我们对一个问题的存在我们有时候会慢慢接受而不觉得了
You know, there might be a problem in your house at home.
就像他刚才举例的慢慢你就接受了这个问题的存在与他共存
Some people are more afraid of change
有很多人呢是怕改变
than they are of seeing something fixed.
他们有我们有的时候哈就说更习惯于事情不要改变而不愿意去把它改
change,
把它修正
after you've lived with something for so long, sometimes that can be frightening to us.
你知道有的东西我们与它共存了很久虽然是一个问题我们已经接受了但是呢我们还会更有时候我们更不愿意去做就是把它修正
So these leaders got upset about all these changes.
所以在这里这些领袖呢非常的生气
And Jesus said to them,
生气
Yes, you have, have you never read out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise.
耶稣说, 是的, 经上说, 你从婴孩和吃奶的口中完全了赞美的话,
and then verse 17, it says that he withdrew from them.
然后就讲到说, 主于是离开了他们,
and went out to the city of Bethany.
出城到伯大尼去,
and he lodged there.
他住在那里。
Are you familiar with Bethany? That's where Mary lived, and Lazarus,
伯大尼,
and Martha.
就是玛利亚,
that was a little house. That was a little house where Mary used to just sit at the feet of Jesus.
就在那个小小的家中, 玛利亚坐在主耶稣的脚前。
That's where Lazarus would sit in fellowship with the Lord.
那个是拉萨路与主耶稣一同坐席,
That's where Mary would make Jesus' favorite meal.
在那里马大呢会忙着做菜给主耶稣吃。
So basically Jesus tried to come to the house.
你看出来吗? 耶稣想要回到他的家, 就是圣殿。
He tried to fix the things that were out of order.
他要把那些不正, 不该有的事情纠正。
It began to function again the way that it was supposed to.
然后开始你看到神迹奇事发生, 就是神家该有的光景出现了。
But the people that were in charge wouldn't let those adjustments stay.
但是那个在圣殿里负责的领袖们不喜欢这些改变。
You know, you can't move that furniture out of that room.
你不能把那个家具换位置哦。
That's always been there.
因为那个家具一直都在那里的。
We've always kept it that way.
我们一直就是放在那里的。
Grandma put it there.
外婆放在那儿的。
It's been there for years, amen.
已经好多年都在那里的。
And so sometimes we get so used to something being the same way that we can be a bit stubborn about it. We don't want to be that way.
但是我们不希望是这样子, 对不对? 因为这些事情在这里这么久, 我们就不能改变它, 我们不希望我们是这样的人。
Without the Father's power and presence in the house, there will always be fear and spiritual poverty.
若是没有神的能力和同在在他的家中, 在我们永远都会有一种属灵的
We must make room for God's spiritual gifts to function freely so God can do what He wants.
我们必须要让神有空间做他要做的事。
Amen?
Amen.
So, revival is His presence.
复兴什么意思? 就是主的同在。
It's not just power or a thing.
不是一件事或一个能力而已,
it's an invitation. So when we pray for revival, it is we're inviting God, come back.
当我们为复兴祷告的意思,
就是神啊, 回家吧。 Let me make this a distinction here. It's not that God's presence is not here. He's here all the time, amen?
让我先讲清楚哦, amen? 神是永远与我们同在的, 不是说神不在这里。
We felt God's presence this morning, didn't we?
今天早晨我们敬拜的时候, 我们感觉到主同在, 祂在这里。
But in times of revival, the presence of God is heavier and heavier and heavier.
但是复兴的意思就是说, 祂的同在越来越浓厚, 越来越浓厚。
And it just doesn't lift and here and there come and go.
它就而不是说在这里一下又移到那里又移到那里。
What we call revival is when the presence stays.
复兴的意思就是说主的同在是不走的, 它留在这里。
It stays long enough.
留在这里许久的时间。
So there's a reputation again in the house of God that you can connect with God there.
一直到一个地步啊, 教会都会因为说, 任何人来会遇见主而出名。
You can see the power of God there.
到这里你会看到神的能力。
You can be healed there.
复兴到一个程度, 我们可以告人说, 你来就会得医治, 你来就会得改变。
The biggest obstacle for us to fulfilling our call as the church in this area, this community,
你知道让教会不能够完成神的呼召的最大的障碍是什么?
Is that we need more of God's presence here.
是我们缺乏神的足够的同在。
Amen?
Amen.
With more of God's presence, everything that we're already doing will be so much easier.
我们已经在做的事,若是有神更多的同在,会更容易发生。
Amen?
Amen.
So when Paywa goes to the market and she says, "Hey, come to my church, come to our house, the house of God."
当神的同在那么强烈的时候, 培花去超市去邀请人的时候,
they'll say, "I heard about that place.
人家会反应说,
my neighbor got healed there last week.
哦,
yes, I would love to know where that is." Amen?
那个被邀请会说, 哦, 你是教会来的时候, 我听说在那个教会有许多神迹奇事, 我一直要想去的。
Or when one of the students from Laverne tells their classmate, Hey, will you come to my church this Sunday?
或者呢，拉文的学生碰到同学说，哎，这个主日要不要到我们教会来啊
？Oh yes, I've heard about that place. My other friends, they got healed over there. Amen.
那个同学愿意说，哦，是的，我听说过那个教会，我的同伴在那里得了医治了。
Because the presence of God,
因为神的同在这么强
paves the way before us.
他就为我们铺了道路。
You know, when God's doing things in His house, you're excited to come to the house of God.
神若在这里充满他的同在，你会很兴奋的。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There'll always be challenges with getting our kids to church. Did you hear that?
有些人也许会觉得带孩子到教会来，有时候有一点挑战。
There will always be challenges to getting our kids to church.
总是会遇到一些挑战的。
There'll always be those people that want to.Nod off and sleep in church.
总是有人呢，不小心总是会睡着的。
But I tell you, when God's in the house,
但是我告诉你，如果神
when God's doing working in the house,
当神在他的家中运行的时候
it's not so hard to get the kids there.
邀请孩子来或带孩子来
it's not so hard to stay awake.
而且他们也不容易睡着。
Amen.
Amen.
It's not so hard to guide and direct a new disciple.
也不会那么难引导或者是纠正他的门徒。
It's pretty easy to get people to prayer meeting, amen.
而且呢，也让人就很自然会来祷告聚会。
All right. Well, let's just close here and just I just want to share that with you that we need to be praying for more of God's presence, amen.
我的负担就是让大家。觉得说我们需要更多为着神回家而祷告，神的复兴而祷告。
So many things already in place.
很多事情已经在发生了。
We just need more of God's presence.
我们所需要的是他更多的同在。Amen.
Amen. Well, let me just ask this as we close before we pray. Maybe we've been talking about the house of God.
在我结束之前，让我问你们一个这个问题。
But what about you as an individual?
你个人的光景怎样
You know, when I came to the Lord back in 1980,
我1980年被主复兴回到神的家
And I was really ready to give my heart back to the Lord Jesus.
那时候我真的是愿意把我的全心献给主
It was His presence that I was the most hungry for.
我心里最渴慕的就是神的同在
His voice,
他的声音
His love,
他的爱
Just His presence that He was with me
and
by me.
知道说他与我同在，就在我身边。
Man, I can still remember that little chair in my apartment. I bowed down there and I said, God, I want it to be the way it used to be.
我记得我跪在我的小小的公寓里面，那个椅子前面。但我是一个小 How old were you?
When I was a boy.
A boy.
So when you would tell me it was going to be okay.
主，你告诉我一切都会没有问题。
And remind me that I wasn't alone.
你也提醒我说我不是孤单的。
And that you could fix every problem.
而且你能够解决我一切的问题。
See, now this only works if you knew God as a young boy or girl.
你只能这样做当你很小就认识主。
You know, but because I'd known the Lord since I was young, then I was hungry for that touch again. Amen.
你知道，因为我很小的时候向主有这样的一个呼求，而我经历过他的同在，所以我一直渴慕主。
I had made wrong choices that caused God's presence to withdraw from my life.
虽然在成长的过程中，我做过许多错误的事，以至于神他的同在要离开我。
I was making choices that made it hard to hear the voice of God.
我做了一些错误的抉择，以至于我听不见神的声音。
To feel the presence of God.
或者感觉不到神的同在。
So I started to cry out, God, I need your presence.
所以我就向他呼求说神我需要你的同在
And I think there are some in this room
我觉得在座有一些人
that you once knew the touch of God very strong in your life
在你年轻的时候你曾经被神触摸过
There was a time once in the past where you heard God very clearly
在过去你曾经能够听见神的声音
There was a time when you were younger when the love of God was very strong in your life
在你更年轻一点的时候你知道神的爱是何等的大
But that'sIt's not the way it is anymore.
但是呢，你今天的光景不是这样。
You're having trouble now hearing God.
你有一点困难，你听不见神说话了。
You never feel the presence of God.
你感觉不到神的同在了。
And you maybe have got a little bit used to that.
你甚至已经安于那种状况，接受这样属灵的荒凉。
And God says, I want to get close again. Amen?
但是神却在对你说，我要与你亲近。
This is what we're talking about, personal revival.
我这是讲到个人属灵的复兴。
The presence of God being close on your life.
个人与神更亲近。
Amen?
Amen.
When I was young, that would make me a little bit frightened.
当我小一点的时候，我会害怕的。
And that's not a bad thing.
因为神的同在减少而惧怕，这是一件好事。
If you never hear God's voice anymore,
若是你很久没有再听见神说话，
If you don't feel the love of God like you used to,
或者你感没有那么像以前那么容易受感动，
That should make you concerned.
你应该为你的光景而忧虑。
Amen?
Amen.
It's not good to feel alone.
感觉不到神，
like、
感觉孤单是不好
的。
好像你跟神分开了。
So if there is someone here,
所以在座若是有这样的弟兄姐妹，
say I want to renew that walk with God where He's close, where I feel Him and I hear Him and I know His presence in a strong way.
说我要更新与主同行的生活，我要与他更亲近，感觉到他的同在。
We want to pray for you, Amen.
请你到前面来，我们
可以为你祷告。To have a personal revival.
让你能够经历一个个人属灵的更新。
There's nothing better than to hear God's voice.
没有什么比能够听见神的声音更好的事。
I know it's not all about feelings.
很多我们跟随主不是靠我们的感觉。
But God certainly gives us the feeling of His love.
但是神的确可以让我们感觉到他的爱。
God certainly gladly gives us the assurance of the Holy Spirit.
神愿意借着圣灵的同在，让我们有知道他同在的确据。因为圣灵住在我们里面。
That's what the Holy Spirit does. He put the Spirit of adoption.
那位圣灵是让我们有受儿子的灵。
When we're walking close with Him, you can hear it.
所以当我们与他同行的时候，你可以感受，可以听见。
I won't leave you. I won't forsake you.
听见他的声音说，我永远不会离弃你。
I love you.
我爱你。
Amen. Well, if you, as we, you know, I know we have to be dismissed here in a second for, you know, you can let yourself out for lunch. But if there are some here that want a personal revival of God's presence in your life, we want to pray for you.
我知道聚会即将结束，大家可以安静自由地下去。但是在我们当中，若是有人真的渴慕更新与主的个人的关系的，我请你留下来，好让我们与你一起祷告。
Hey, Evan, why don't you come on up here and just play a few chords? Yeah, Vicky, all you guys, that's fine. Does that make sense? Amen. Well, I think it took a long time getting there, but If you want somebody to pray with you this morning, just walk down here. Just come down here and we'll pray with you. Amen.
若是你需要有肢体为你一同祷告的，你现在就可以到前面来。
Amen. Is God on the outside knocking?
神站在你的门外敲门吗？
If anyone hears my voice,
若有人听见我的声音。
Opens the door,
又打开门的
I will come in,
我就要进去
and I'll share a meal, I'll be close to you, I'll love you, amen.
与他一同坐席，爱他，亲近他
amen.
Amen.
Amen. So right now, before we begin to pray, if you need to let yourself out for lunch, that's okay.
在我们开始祷告之前，若是你需要下去吃饭，请自由地离开，安静地离开。
Amen. Amen. You know, this one sister back here in the striped shirt. Yeah, the Holy Spirit's on you. I can see that. He's talking to you.
有一位姐妹，你穿着条纹状的衣服，
Amen.
我看见圣灵在你的身上，主在对你说话。
Amen. Don't look at her. Just she's fine. She's fine.
不要看她，让她不好意思。
Don't make her feel funny. But if you want some prayer, we'd be glad to pray with you.
你如果需要有人为你祷告，我们会很愿意陪你祷告。
Let's just invite God's presence right now, man.
让我们的心转向主，邀请他回家。
Oh, just worship with you in your own way. Amen.
按照你里面的自由来敬拜爱我们的主。 Hallelujah. 邀请他回家。 他就在这里。
Come a little closer, Father.
再靠近一点。
Come a little closer.
Hallelujah. 再靠近一点。 主你就在这里。 你在敲门，主，你要回家，你要回家，哈利路亚！让我们打开我们的心，欢迎你回家。